Don't go away, because Randy McElligott is up next with In Transition. Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Let's start off with a recording from May the 15th, 1946, Ben Webster's Quintet, with Ben Webster on tenor sax, Al Haig on piano, Bill Durango on guitar, John Simmons on bass, and the ever-so-present Sid Catlett on drums. This is entitled Spang. From 1946, that was the music of Ben Webster and Spang. Let's go to 1937 and one of the hottest bands that was playing at the Savoy Ballroom. I'm talking about Chick Webb and his orchestra. Chick was to die 2 years later, but in 1937, he was really, really cooking. So let's give a listen to a track that he calls Harlem Nocturne. Thank you.
I can jam.
Wham, ribbon, boom, bam.
I'm a killer dealer, yes I am.
Wham, ribbon, boom, bam.
When you learn it, you'll be proud.
Wham, ribbon, boom, bam.
Join the crowd and swing out loud. Some folks say swing won't stay, and it's dying now. But I can prove that it's in the groove, and they don't know what they're talking about.
Wham, ribbon, boom, bam.
That's easy to do like the Suzy Q.
Wham, ribbon, boom, bam.
If I can do it, you can do.
Thank you.
was music from Coleman Hawkins and Riftide, actually one of the most popular numbers that he did, and actually many other band members during this period in time featured this particular track. Before that, we heard Teddy Wilson and his orchestra with Wham! And we started off with Chick Webb from 1937, Chick Webb and his orchestra with Harlem Congo. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings at 89.1. And we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Hey, did somebody tell me that it's Christmas in a couple of weeks? Well, let's get into some Christmas music. And here's B.G. Adair from her Jazz Piano Christmas with The Christmas Waltz. Thank you.
Hi, this is Barbara Montgomery, and you are listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM with your host, Randy McElligott.
was some music from Red Norvo, and I believe that was the Jive in the Jeep. Before that, we heard some more from Red Norvo. We heard Congo Blues. We heard Jonah's Wail. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe Get Happy was in there as well. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. And you're not going to hear much from me today. I'm getting through a sore throat and whatever's going around. So today, it's all about music, and we're going to continue with some music from Buddy Rich, going back to when he was fronting his big band back in the 40s. We're going to follow that up with some music from Dizzy Gillespie and Johnny Otis. But here's Buddy Rich with Quiet Riot.
Thank you.
was music from Johnny Otis and his orchestra and 1 o'clock jump. And of course, that's been a standard in the jazz repertoire for many, many years. And before that, early Dizzy Gillespie from the 1940s with Our Delight. And then we started off with Buddy Rich and Quiet Riot. Well, we're having a bit of a riot here in the studio playing this music because for me, the 30s and 40s was it when it came to big band jazz and musicianship. I mean, these musicians could cook and wail till all hours of the night and early morning. Just incredible music. And we're going to listen to more of it now. Here's some Benny Goodman. We're going to listen to some of him, the Benny Goodman Trio featuring Gene Krupa on drums. And then we're going to follow that up with some Dickie Wells and Louis Prima. But here's Benny Goodman with Nobody's Sweetheart.
Hi, this is Anatoly Bulkin, and you are listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM with your host, Randy McElligott. Thank you.
Your fingers snapping. Oh, let's swing it. Why anything can happen. Boy, it started in Harlem, and then in a flash, it traveled from Harlem. Now Park Avenue is taking a cue. Oh, they're swinging, calling out a number. Oh, swing it, newer than a rumba. La 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 la. Oh, they'll do it in London, and they'll do it in France. It's hot and smoky. Okie dokie dance.
Well, that was music from the one and only Louis Prima and Let's Swing It. And before that, we heard some Dickie Wells with Dickie Wells Blues. Started off with the Benny Goodman Trio with Teddy Wilson on piano and Gene Krupa on drums. And of course, Benny Goodman on clarinet with Nobody's Sweetheart. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. And we're going to continue now with some music from Tad Dameron, with the exquisite Lady Bird.
Thank you.
Well, there was only one Charlie Ventura, and you just had a chance to hear him there with Pina Colada. And before that, we heard some music from West Coast musician Brew Moore and Moore Brew. And we started off with Tad Dameron, a fine arranger and a musician as well, with Lady Bird. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to continue our exploration of the music from the 30s and 40s, and we might even delve into the 50s if we're so brave. Here's some music from Tony Scott and a track entitled You're Only Happy When I'm Blue.
Thank you. Yes, I want a new style, baby, to tell all my troubles to. Someone to keep me happy and to drive away my blues. She's got to be built for speed and able to stand the test, 'cause I'm a hard-driving papa. How about that mess? I want a real sharp baby who really lays that loving down. Yes, I want an up-to-date gal. I can't stand no hand-me-down.
That was music from Duke Ellington and Midriff. And just before that, we heard music from Jay McShann, who's still around, and I think he's still performing. Jay McShann on vocals and piano with New Style Baby. And we started off with Tony Scott. Now, that's early, early Tony Scott, because Tony ventured out into different musical realms later on in his life. But early on, back in the 1940s, he was playing pretty well. And we heard You're Only Happy When I'm Blue. Now, the next set of music is going to be pretty energetic, as we're starting off with one of my favorites from around this period, Erskine Hawkins. And we're going to listen to some music from him, also some Count Basie, and some music from Spud Murphy. Let's get started with Erskine Hawkins, and this is a track entitled Bear Mash Blues.
Thank you.
great music there from Spud Murphy and something that he called Transcontinental. And just before that, we heard the great Count Basie with Panassy Stomp. It took a while to get that one straight. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO. Now, I'd like to do something very, very special. The next two sets of music are dedicated to Gordon Bennett, who I think is doing the world of jazz such a great service by featuring the music he does on his shows week to week. I'm going to step into his territory for a little bit here, but it's only because over the past few years of listening to the early jazz that he's been playing, it's just gotten into my blood more and more, and I just can't get away with it. Just can't get away from this music. So we're going to start off with some music by Pete Brown's All-Star Quintet. Now, this features one of the great jazz drummers of the period, J.C. Hurd, and we're going to listen to I May Be Wrong, and then we're going to listen to Joe Jones, who was the man who was the anchor in Count Basie's band for so many years. This is Joe Jones when he was with the Kansas City Seven. We're going to listen to Destination KC, and then we're going to conclude with one of my favorite drummers of all time, George Wetling. And this is George Wetling's New Yorkers with Too Marvelous for Words. But before we get to George, here's J.C. Hurd with Pete Brown's All-Star Quintet, and I May Be Wrong. Thank you. One of the most underrated drummers of the period, George Wetling, and Too Marvelous for Words. And just before that, we heard one of the greatest drummers of all time, Joe Jones, with the Kansas City Seven and Destination KC. And we started off with Pete Brown featuring J.C. Hurd on the drums, and I May Be Wrong. Well, you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, 2 hours of jazz each and every Sunday between 1 and 3 p.m. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to continue now with some music. This next set, again, dedicated to Gordon Bennett, We're going to start off with Eddie Condon and his version of Nobody's Sweetheart. We heard a version earlier, I believe it was by Benny Goodman. Yes, it was. And we're going to listen to Eddie Condon, we're going to listen to some Sidney Bechet, and we're going to finish off the next set with Zooty Singleton and King Porter's Stomp.
Thank you.
Well, that was music by Zudi Singleton and his orchestra and the King Porter Stomp. And before that, we heard Sidney Bechet with Dear Old Southland, Eddie Condon starting off the last set with Nobody's Sweetheart. And of course, that last set and the one before it went out to Gordon Bennett. Let's get back to some Christmas music from B.G. Adair from her Christmas album. And this is the Christmas song.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music from Art Blakey and Bob Alley. And just before that, we heard Buddy Stewart's quintet with Sean. And we started off with James Moody's Modernist with O. Henry. I'm Randy McElligott, and I'll be back next week with another edition of In Transition. In the meantime, Ozzy's coming up with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now.